Here's a special Families Fun Fest for families of individuals with special needs. Family Hope Foundation Deltaplex produces this fifth annual fun, low-stress family event come the weekend. Let's talk about it, Laura Kitts. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Family Hope Foundation is a big part of your life.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Tell me about the foundation.
Well, Family Hope Foundation services all of West Michigan, and we are about a 6 to almost 7 year old organization now in the West Michigan community. We service individuals with special needs and their families, trying to fill gaps in the system for what these families are going through. And so one of those things, which people probably wouldn't really think about, is family fun. That is a gap. That's something that's really difficult for families to participate in community events and go out and find things that they can do all together where everyone can participate and everyone can have fun.
Yes. I want to touch base, obviously, on the role of the foundation, but how do you define a special family?
Well, a special family comes in all shapes and sizes, actually. But for this event, we do, focus on individuals with special needs and their families. And so that's of any age, adults with special needs and their families. And we define family as, you know, if they live in a group home or, you know, whatever that may look like. But the event is for individuals with special needs and their family unit to be able to come and have joy together.
Obviously, all wheelchairs accepted and accessibility is very important. So Saturday, what happens from 10 to 4?
From 10 to 4, it's sort of a carnival of sorts for the special needs families. So we have all kinds of fun carnival games where everyone can be a winner, therefore all abilities and age levels. And so it's also really important to note that some are harder than others. It's not just an all-win situation. So siblings and, you know, older brothers and sisters can come and have fun together, too. That's really the point and purpose, is that it's for everyone. So there's something for everyone. We have a petting zoo, stage shows, caricature artists, which she is amazing.
She's going to draw the picture.
Draw your family portrait right there, which is something else that's really hard sometimes for our families to get a nice photo or portrait of their family. Children don't cooperate. They don't look at the camera. They don't smile, that sort of thing. But a caricature artist can capture a really nice, you know, picture of your family. So that's really fun.
This is all held at the Deltaplex Arena.
Yes.
Yes. And it's very affordable.
Yes, only $5 per person. And that will get you 10 carnival game tickets to play the games and everything else in the venue for free.
That's nice. And this is the fifth annual, as you mentioned,
yes.
Right? Tell us a little bit about Family Hope Foundation. Obviously, you're a fundraising arm here.
Right. Well, like I said, we try to fill gaps in the system, and fun is one. But another really large gap in the system, our primary focus and program, is to provide scholarships for therapy that's not covered by insurance. And that comes, for a lot of reasons, some therapies just flat out aren't covered by any insurances.
And you're talking physical, speech, occupational.
Right. There's also some that are a little bit more less mainstream than those that are considerably somewhat covered, right? You have perhaps music therapy, which can be highly effective for children with autism and
art
helping
therapy,
them to speak.
Right?
Yes, there's art therapy. There's horseback riding therapy, which is really a good kind of post and or kind of a help with physical therapy because it can mimic all of the same muscles that someone uses to walk. So there's just a wide array of things that can help different children depending on their unique needs and circumstances that aren't covered, or the deductibles are so high that it's still out of reach, even if there may be quote unquote coverage.
And yet back to the fun that you're going to have that is often missing in this family.
And, the reason, one reason for that is because of those medical needs and therapy needs, all kinds of equipment and special diets and all sorts of things that families are trying to afford financially. Often they just don't have the money to go out and pay for an entire family to, go to the movies or to do, go to the fair or a concert or something that other families typically do. But then also there's the emotional anxiety that goes along that parents carry because of the fear of what might happen. That really prevents a lot of our families from going out because, you know, they're tired of getting stared at or their child's behavior is uncertain. And so perhaps they get overstimulated by all the noise and the crowds. And so they start having a meltdown. Well, people don't understand what that is. They're judged as bad parents. And it's just really difficult. And so most of the time they just stay home.
Talking to Laura Kitts on behalf of the Family Hope Foundation. Special Families Fun Fest happens this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Deltaplex. Serena, a couple more minutes, Laura. What's the history of the Family Hope Foundation?
We are about almost 7 years old as an organization, and we were started in the West Michigan community by a small group of parents who have children with special needs. And we started based around that lack of therapy coverage. We saw in our own families with our own children our ability to provide the level of therapy that our children needed. And not only the difference that it made for our children and their, you know, obviously ability to learn and grow and develop, but we also noticed a shift in our entire family, where our entire family became more joyful, became less stressed, became, you know, also were able to grow and thrive and develop as a family unit, not just the one child. And so the group of us looked around and realized the huge lack of so many families to be able to do that, to provide the level of therapy that their child might need, because most of the time, this is a year after a year after a year ongoing, thousands of dollars out of pocket expense that families just can't do sometimes to the level that their child needs or at all. So that's how we started. And it's just really taken off and grown from there.
Well, thanks to your leadership and more. I like this. You've got an adaptive bike course that'll
yes.
be there.
That's one of our hottest attractions at FunFest. It's very popular and a lot of fun.
Can one wear a costume? It's a little too early for Halloween, but
you know what? You can wear whatever you want.
I like that.
Nobody judges at FunFest.
Details one more time, if you would, Laura, for this Saturday.
This Saturday at the Deltaplex Arena from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We do also, Shelley, I want to point out, have scholarship tickets available if some families aren't able to afford the cost of even $5 for their whole family can really add up sometimes, too. So all details can be found on our website at familyhopefoundation.org. They can also contact me through our website if they want more information about scholarships.
Great. Laura Kitts, thank you. Special Families Fun Fest for families of individuals with special needs. Thanks to your sponsors. I know Avalon Building Concepts has helped the support as well. Family Hope Foundation. Take care. Have fun Saturday.
Thank you.